through a growth spurt, I need to know about it. So if you have
Hello, Amisha?
Who this?
Hi, my name is Jeanette. I'm calling on a recorded line about the Depo Provera lawsuit. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How you doing?
Good. Thank you for asking. And would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit?
I thought that I did that already, and okay. Y'all told me to get the attorney.
So do you have an attorney assisting you?
I don't. I tried to sign up for one, but I didn't get a call back yet.
Okay, so this is us giving you a call back. So would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, then just to verify, you haven't signed any documents with any attorneys regarding the Depo Provera lawsuit?
No.
Okay, and this claim, is this on behalf of yourself or a family member who used Depo Provera?
No, on behalf of myself.
Okay, and were you diagnosed with a meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes.
Okay, I'm sorry to hear that. When were you first diagnosed with a meningioma?
It was about in April, I want to say, of 2014. April 8th, I believe it was.
April 8th of 2014.
Yeah.
Okay. And are you a resident of the United States?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And what is your date of birth?
My date of birth is 10/4/95.
1995. Thank you. And do you know anyone else who was injured by Depo Provera?
I don't know anyone else.
Okay. And did you use the name brand injectable contraceptive Depo Provera?
I used the Pfizer.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's what I used. And then I didn't inject it on my own. I actually went to the doctor's office.
Yes.
And they did it.
Yeah. Okay. And then did you use Depo Provera for at least 1 year minimum? So you had the equivalent of 4 injections?
Yeah, I used it from like June of 2011 to like March of 2014.
Okay, so June of 2011 to March of 2014. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so then you did use Depo Provera for at least a minimum of 1 year?
Yes, for sure.
Okay, and then within 1 year, can you confirm that you had at least 4 injections before you were diagnosed with a meningioma?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. And then I know this is a little repetitive, but did you use Depo Provera between the years of 1992 to the present year of 2024?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. And then can you confirm your gender for me, please?
Yes, female.
Thank you. And then how do I spell your first name?
A-M-E-S-H-A.
A-M-E... S-H-A?
Yes.
Okay. And then how do I spell your last name?
W-I-L-L-I-A-M-S.
Okay. And do you have a suffix to your name?
I do not.
Okay. Thank you. And then for the purpose of pulling medical records, what is your social?
My social is 469-312071.
Thank you. Okay. So I have 469-312071.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and then the phone we're speaking on is 502-528-4775.
Yeah.
Okay, is this a cell phone or a landline?
This is a cell phone.
Okay, and then what's a good email address for you?
It is mesh.williams104@gmail.com.
Okay, thank you. And then what is a good mailing address for you?
188 Glenwood Avenue.
Greenwood?
Glenwood.
Like the color?
No, Glenwood. G-L-E-N. Yeah, G-L-E-N-W-O-O-D.
Okay, thank you. And then what city and state?
Minnesota. I'm sorry, Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Minneapolis, Minnesota. Okay. Thank you. And then is there an apartment number?
Yeah, 407.
Okay. Apartment 407. Thank you. And then it's number 188.
Yeah.
Okay, and what was the name of the doctor that diagnosed you with a meningioma?
The name of the doctor?
Mm-hmm.
Hamid Abbasi. Do you want me to just spell it for you?
Yes, that would be great.
Okay, it's HAMIDHABBASI.
Yes, I. Okay, and where did that doctor practice out of? City and state?
Woodbury.
Woodbury. Okay.
Yes. Woodbury, Minnesota.
Okay, is that the same as Alexandria, Minnesota, or no?
No, but I mean, it's all in Minnesota. We're not far from each other.
Okay. And then, did you see Dr. Abbasi at a hospital? What was the name of the facility you saw him at?
For Dr. Abbasi?
Mm-hmm.
That was at the Riverview Hospital.
Riverview Hospital. Okay. Riverview. Is that in Crookston, Minnesota? No.
Yeah.
It is? Okay.
It is. Yeah.
Thank you. Okay, Crookston. Okay. Thank you. And were you ever diagnosed with cancer prior to being diagnosed with the meningioma?
No, not prior to.
Okay.
Everything I found out at the same time.
Okay. And then was Dr. Abbasi also your treating doctor?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Riverview Health. And then what was the name of the doctor that prescribed the Depo-Provera?
That was Dr. Greta Larson.
Dr. Greta Larson. And where was Dr. Greta Larson?
That was in Woodbury. That's where I was originally getting the shots at.
Okay. Was it a hospital in Woodbury or a medical clinic in Woodbury?
Yeah, it was Fairview Hospital.
Fairview Hospital?
Yes, Woodlands, yep.
Okay. Woodlands, right?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Okay. And they're on Woodlands Drive in St. Paul?
Yes, you can say St. Paul, but yeah, it's really Woodbury. So it's
okay.
Same difference. Yeah.
Oh, same thing. Okay.
Yeah.
And then were you getting the pharmacy that you would go to, was it at the hospital there in Woodwinds?
Yeah,
Woodwinds
it was the
hospital?
Same. Okay. Yes, it was the same place.
Okay. Okay, thank you. Okay. And do you have any copies of medical records, or are you able to access medical records?
I'm sorry?
Do you have any copies of your medical records, or are you able to obtain your medical records?
Yeah, I'm sure I can obtain them.
Okay. And then if requested to provide them, would you be able to provide them through mail or electronically or both?
I'm pretty sure it just depends on how they give them to me. So if they give it to me, if I have to come and pick it up, I'm pretty sure it'll have to be by mail.
Okay. Thank you. And then the law firm requests an emergency contact in the event that they're unable to reach you for an extended period of time. Is there someone that you can leave as an emergency contact?
I don't necessarily have anyone.
That's okay.
Okay. But I'm pretty sure I'll be able to be reached.
Okay, perfect. Okay. Okay, yes. And then let me just verify that I have the correct dates down. So and the correct spelling. I have your first name spelled A-M-E-S-H-A.
M as in Mary. Not N as in Andrew.
Yeah, A as in Alpha, M as in Mary, E as in Echo, S as in Sam, H as in Harry, A as in Alpha.
Yes, correct.
Okay, and then I have your last name, Willims.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, and then I have that you first started using Depo-Provera June of 2011, and you stopped March 2014?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, and then I have that you were first diagnosed with a meningioma April 8th of 2014?
Yes.
And I have your date of birth as October the 4th, 1995?
Yeah.
Okay, and then... See, and then you do not have an attorney assisting you with filing a claim for Depo-Provera?
Yeah, I do not.
Okay. And then I have your address as 188 Glenwood Avenue, apartment 407, Minneapolis, Minnesota, 55405.
Yes, yeah, that's it.
Okay. And then are you familiar with DocuSign?
DocuSign, yeah, I know what that is.
Okay, perfect. I'm going to send over these documents through DocuSign. Give me a minute while I populate them. Okay, and then your email is mesh.willims104@gmail.com.
Yeah, that's good.
Okay, let me know when you get a text message that says Jeanette Butler at Mass Tort Strategies wants to send you a DocuSign.
Okay, yep, I see it.
Okay, perfect. Go ahead and open that up. There will be a link there. And I'll stay on the line with you in case you have any questions or anything is misspelled.
Okay, just one second.
Okay, perfect. I just got that email saying that it was completed. Okay, so you'll receive a call within the next 2 weeks from the attorneys. They're just going to want to verify that it is okay to start the process of pulling medical records. Keep an eye out for a call from that 909 number. It's okay if you miss it. They'll leave a voicemail with a callback number. Just make sure you give them a call back because they won't be able to start the process of pulling medical records until they hear from you. Okay, Amisha?
Okay.
Okay, it was a pleasure speaking to you. I'm sorry you had to go through this due to the Depo-Provera shot. I hope you have a great rest of your day and a happy holidays.
Okay, thank you. Same to you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.